April 22nd, Psalm 19.
A Psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Creator, Redeemer, Friend, Trillia Newbell. As the sunset fades behind the clouds, leaving a red hue lighting the sky, there is no question. God is the transcendent creator of the universe. Paul tells us that God's invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world. We are without excuse. No one can truly deny the existence of God, for creation itself sings of God's majesty and his mighty works. It shouts his glory, a reminder that he is set apart, holy, and magnificent. God also reveals himself through his word. In Psalm 19, God's people celebrate the law as God's supreme revelation of himself. The Lord's word is perfect, refreshing, and it revives the soul. It stands forever. Paul reminds us that the whole of Scripture is useful and perfect. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. The writer to the Hebrews likewise tells us that the word is living, active, sharp, piercing, and discerning. It reveals the intentions of our heart. Christians experience this revelation of our heart and an awareness of our depravity when we come to faith and throughout our Christian walk. As we understand the holiness and majesty of God and the commands of his perfect law, we can't help but recognize our moral failures. Like Isaiah, we humble ourselves and cry out, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips." Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. At the end of Psalm 19, David offers up a sacrifice of acceptable words and meditations. We often try to offer up our sacrifices of good works, trying ever harder to earn God's favor, but we must no longer offer up such sacrifices, for the ultimate sacrifice has paid the price. Jesus is the friend of sinners. Jesus, the Son of God, died, fulfilling the law and the promises of His coming. We can now receive His grace and sing Psalm 19 in celebration of His perfection and redemption.